أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: آية المنافق ثلاث، إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا اؤتمن خان. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, again, I would like to talk about the lie and liar as the second part. In first part, we have talked about the lie and liar from the Quranic point of view and also from the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household. Today, in this lecture, I would like to talk about the continuing of this subject, and I would like to talk at first about the causes of lying. Why the people they lie? In the second, I would like to talk about the consequences of lying and the dysfunction of the lying. In the third, I would like to talk about the places which we are allowed and we are performed to lie. So these three subjects and these three points we will talk in this lecture. First of all, I would like to talk about this matter. Why the people sometimes they lie to each other? While it is very obvious and clear, and everyone knows it, that lying, it is a very bad behavior. But besides that, we see that and we can find in a society that there are some people that they are practicing lying. What are the reasons that a person they lie? Of course, there are different reasons for this matter. First of all, I would like to mention it from the Quranic point of view, that Almighty Allah says one of the cause that the people they lie, that is jealousy. Some of the people, of course, they have jealous against the others. Because of the jealousy, so the people they lie. And now let me recite to you a verse from the Holy Quran, which came in the Surah of Yusuf. The verse number is 12. It is the verse that some of the sons of the Yaqub, they came to their father and they said, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدًا يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. The brothers of the Yusuf, they came before their father and said, O my father, send Yusuf with us tomorrow till we should go to a desert and we should play there and we should have a sport there. And of course we will keep up the Yusuf and we will look after the Yusuf. So it was lie. And why they lied to their father? What was the reason? The reason was jealousy. Because they thought that the Yaqub, their father, they like Yusuf more than them. That's why, because of this jealousy, so they lied and said that we will look after the Yusuf, while in reality they did not want that. They did not want to look after the Yusuf, and they wanted to either kill the Yusuf or send him in a place that Yaqub could not find him. So it is one of the reasons that the person sometimes lies. The second reason is the Satan. The Iblis. Iblis enforce us that we should lie. And again, there is a verse from the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ تَنَزَّلُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. This verse of the Holy Quran, it came in the chapter in the Surah of Shu'ara. The verse number is 222. Almighty Allah says, do you want that I inform you that why, where the Satan, the Shaitan, where it came in revel? تَنَزَّلُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. The Shaitan, the Satan, it revel and it came and it enter to the heart of those people that they are liar or sinful. عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. It means that one of the places that Satan came, that is, those people who are liars, Satan came and then invoked them and encouraged them to lie more and more. The third reason is this, that sin itself, it commits us to lie. It encourages us to lie. There is again a verse from the Holy Quran which came in the Surah of Jasiyah. The number of the verse is 7. Almighty Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. There are some of the people, they are sinful. In this sin, so it invoke and it provoke, it encourage the people that they should lie, and curse be upon them that they are lying and they are sinful. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. The fourth reason is this, the feminine guile. Sometimes we see that some of the people, they lie because of this guile, because to deceive the others. So again, there is a famous story which came in the Surah of Yusuf, when Zulaikha, she took the Yusuf to a room, and they were alone there. While the Zulaikha, she locked all of the doors. So when Yusuf knew that Zulaikha, she wanted a bed and a sin from Yusuf, then Yusuf rushed to the door, while the Zulaikha followed him, and they both went while all the doors they unlocked and they became opened till the end. When the end they reached, then Zulaikha took from his shirt, the shirt of Yusuf, from the behind and tear it. So, and when the door became open, then the king and the husband of Zulaikha, he saw them. And this woman, she became very angry, and this situation enforced her that she should lie. And she lied and said that what is the punishment of a person who wants adultery from your wife? So it was a lie. And while Zulaikha, she herself wanted to commit mistake, but she said that Yusuf wanted this. So if you look to all the situation, you can understand from this story that sometimes because of the feminine guile, so a person can commit mistake and a person can lie. The other reason, the fifth reason is this, that some of the people, they want to keep their situation, they want to keep their social status and their social position. And because of keeping and saving the social situation and social position, so they lie. You know it, that some of the people, while they have a very high position in the society, and they have a very good social status in the society, So because of saving this situation, so maybe if some of the people that they are elder than them and their position are higher than them, so if they ask that why have you committed this mistake, so she or he will commit lie and will tell lie to him that I have done this because of that. So it is also a reason for lying. The sixth reason is this, that all the people, they try by nature, it is a naturally thing, by nature all the people, they like to attract the interest and the goodness and to await and to be keep away from the badness and from the harms. It is an our nature. And because of this, some of the people, they are trying to lie. Why? Because to attract the goodness, because to attract the interest. So it is also one of the reason that some of the people, they are doing and they are committing lie. Why? Because they want to attract the benefit. They want to have much of the wealth and much of the property. It is also one of the reason. So these were the reasons that I have told for you. And of course, you know it, that sometimes because of training in the house and the family, because of that we are trying to lie. And that is the main reason. And that is the main cause that we are encouraged to lie. Now, I'll give you an example. Look to a child who, or a baby who is only 5 or 6 years old. And he commit mistake. While by nature everyone wants to the truth and everyone likes to tell the truth. It is in our nature. But when this person, this small child and this small baby, when he commits mistake, for example, he breaks a glass of water. Then his mother or his father came and says, who broke the glasses? Then he will say, as by nature he likes the truth, he will say, I have broken it. Then the mother or the father will punish him and will beat him. And he will become very angry because he is very small and he does not know a lot of things in the society. So then he thinks, oh, if I tell the truth, this telling truth is not good always. Because if it was good, so my mother or my father, they will not punish me. And if they punished me and they beat me, so it is maybe the cause and it can be a reason that telling the truth is not good forever. So he will lie in the next time. And the next time if he breaks a glass, if his mother or his father ask him who has broken the glass, he will say that I have not broken it. But my brother or my smaller sister, she broke it. So see that the situation is in a such a way that treatment and the training of the parents were in a such way that they enforced to lie. It is also can be one of the reason. Now the second part of my discussion is this, that what is the consequences of the lying? There are, of course, many bad consequences and many bad dysfunctions for telling lie. One is this, that unreliability of liar. If a person who lie in the society, of course, there will not be reliability and he will not be reliable person. So there is a hadith from Imam Ali who said, "Man urifa bil kadhibi lam yuqbal sidquhu." If a person is known by his false saying, by the truth, then of course the people will not accept him and the people will reject him and they will not hear and listen to their saying. And again, there is another saying from our Imam who said, "Man urifa bil kadhibi qallat al-thiqa." If a person is known by his lie, then of course no one will rely upon him and he will become disgrace in the society and the group. As it is said, as-sidqu najahun al-kadhibu fazzahun. This lying, it will be a cause for disgrace. And there is another dysfunction for the lying, that if we lie, then of course Almighty Allah will take our belief from us. And again, there is a hadith from Imam Baqir who said that lying, it can destroy the belief of a person. And the another consequence for lying is this, that it can take away our honor. So it is a saying from our Imam who said, "Al-kadhibu yuzri bil insan." If we lie, of course this lying will disgrace us. And it is another saying from our Imam. And there is another consequence, that the people will not rely upon us. And also there is, according to the hadith, the lying which will cause the poverty. If we lie, then of course the people will not rely upon us and we will become poor persons. And another reason is this, that if we lie, we will forget all the things. In many of the things we will forget, as it is a hadith from Imam Sadiq who says, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَعَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَى الْكَذَّابِينَ النِّسْيَانِ. One of the things which will be caused for a liar person, that is forgetting. He will forget a lot of the things. The third part of my discussion is about this, that we will be allowed for some situations that we can lie. One of that situation is that when we are put in a necessity and we are forced, so of course if we are in danger, so in that case we can lie, as it is a hadith from our Prophet who said, "Ma min shay'in illa waqad ahallahu Allahu liman isturra ilay." When we are in force of something and when our body is in danger, in that case we can lie. So in the second place is this, that if there are a quarrel, a dispute between two mu'mins, two believers, so in that place we can lie. In this order, in this aim, that these should come together and these should become friends. And there is a hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who said to Imam Ali, it is an advice, "لم أسمعه يرخص في شيء مما يقول الناس كذبا إلا ثلاث." The people are not allowed to lie to each other except in three places. Al-harb, when you are in fighting, in a war, so there you can lie in order to save yourself and your groups. Well, islahu bayn al-nas, if you want to bring the peace between two groups or two people, two persons, two believers, so in that case again you can lie. وحديث الرجل امرأته وحديث المرأة زوجها. Sometimes, rarely, if a husband wants to have a promise with his wife, he can lie. And again, vice versa. Sometimes the wife, she can lie to her husband. But we should note it that we should not lie too much. Sometimes, because it is in a house and one family, and sometimes our wife or the husband, their wants are too much. So if we lie rarely, so it makes no difference. God willing, Allah help us that we should never lie. We should never lie through our lives. And thank you very much as you have followed this program. I hope that you could use from this golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his household. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.